The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
Welcome to the How to Kill an Hour, the half-hour edition brought to you by Southside Medical Center, where your health is their primary care. And now, without further ado, here's your host for the next 30 minutes, the one, the only, the Ed Man.
Oh yeah, welcome once again to the How to Kill an Hour radio show. I'm your host, the man with a plan, the Ed Man, here to give you the news on some of the events for the past week. And I guess the main event that we really need to talk about is the apparent fact that the United States is just simply a puppet of the Russian government. We are all tools for Russia. Everybody except for the Democrats, apparently, despite the fact that they're the ones whose administration was hacked by their own story by the Russians, despite the fact that they're the ones who sold off tremendous amounts of our uranium supply to the Russians, despite the fact that Russia annexed Crimea under their watch, and despite the fact that we have on video and audio Barack Obama whispering to a Russian diplomat, I'll have more flexibility after the election, and then the diplomat saying that he will transmit that information to Putin. So, for some reason, the Democrats are the only ones who are free of Russian influence. The entire Republican Party somehow has been co-opted by Russia. All the voters, all of the people, they've hacked our elections, blah, blah, blah. Everything has been taken over by Russia somehow. I mean, does that not sound like a load of horse poopy? Does that not sound a little off to you that the Democrats are the ones that are the stalwarts against the Russians? And the left-wing media, of course, has somehow resisted the Russian influence, the bulwarks of democracy. Here is an article in the Huffington Post. I'm going to keep talking about the Russian thing, but listen, guys. I got to get this out before I forget, okay? This was in Huffington Post on Monday, I believe. This was a tweet from HuffPost, verified on Twitter. It's the real deal. This is not a joke. This is exactly what they tweeted out. Quote, "A tape might exist of Trump doing something in an elevator, though exactly where that somewhere is and what that something might be, no one in media can say. That's because no one in media seems to have seen the tape or is even confident it exists." That's the tweet. That is actually the tweet. I'm not inserting anything. I'm not changing any words. That is exactly what it says. And then the headline for the article that this tweet is about, written by the Huffington Post: "The hunt for every Trump reporter's white whale, the elevator tape. All your favorite media outlets, plus Tom Arnold, are racing to find a damning tape that might not even exist." Tom Arnold, by the way, is the, you remember Roseanne Barr? That's Roseanne's ex-husband from a long time ago. And he's the person who tweeted out that he and Michael Cohen were getting together over the weekend and they were going to talk about Trump and he was going to get all the information. And Michael Cohen, and he shows a photograph of him and Michael Cohen standing together. Michael Cohen tweets back, "I met him once like at a party or something like that, and I got he asked me to take a picture with him. I don't know him. I don't know anything about him. We're certainly not going out for the weekend." So, that's how reliable Tom Arnold is, and that's how reliable all these reporters are. What a mess, huh? And so these are the people that we're supposed to believe, that there is a Russian around every corner, and we've got to watch out, we've got to look out. The Russians have just taken over. What a load of dung, man. So Huffington Post puts out a story saying that Trump did something terrible somewhere at some point in time. And there's a whole story about it. There's not a shred of evidence. They even have right on the front of the story that they have no idea if it even exists. But let's go ahead and put it out there so people can be reminded of how awful Trump is, even though he didn't do a damn thing. I just noticed under that Huffington Post tweet is a great, a couple of great memes. There's a picture here of Donald Trump with Sean Connery, an old picture. And in the corner of the box shows Sean Connery when he was playing James Bond and Sean Connery when he was playing a Russian captain. And it says, live CNN breaking news, Trump met with Russian nuclear submarine captain and suspected British double agent. And then underneath that it says, Pelosi, this is exactly why we must ban Russian dressing, as a sub headline. That's as a news scrawl. This next meme has a picture of, it's Donald Trump holding up a little kid, a black little kid, kissing the kid, and it says, Trump steals black baby. This is great. And underneath this scrawl says, what you are seeing is not news. This is enemy propaganda. Turn this off. Yeah, I mean, and that's exactly what they use as a tie, right? They'll get a picture of you, and you might not have anything to do with the person, and they claim collusion, right? You know, you meet with somebody who's Russian, or their name sounds Russian, and that's enough to make you Kremlin linked. You know, when Mueller indicted those Russians, last week, I was like, man, well, at least they actually named some people. And I thought, well, it'll be interesting to watch the trial, you know, and, see what they do, see if anything comes out of it. I mean, I was sure that there wasn't. All of this is just a bunch of hogwash. But, you know, I was wondering what they would say came out of it, right? What would develop? It turns out those Russians, they're not even in the damn country. They're in Russia. They're actually physically in Russia. I thought it was like Russian agents had come here and dumped something, and that now they were indicting them, or people here that worked for Russia and they were indicting them. They're indicting people who don't live here. That would be like the Russians indicting, I don't know, just some dudes that hacked into their computers. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. They're never going to stand trial. You can say whatever you want about them. And they're not showing us any evidence, so we have no idea. They can just say whatever they want. It's ridiculous. And then, Trump talks to Putin, and Putin says, yeah, well, I haven't heard about the story, but I think that it's fair for the Americans to look into it. And, in exchange, of course, we should look into some things that the Americans have done. Everyone flips out over it. So let me understand. A diplomat who hates Russia, in contact with Russia, according to Putin, and look, we all know what Putin's like, okay? Let's stop the garbage that just because somebody says something that might be true, that you automatically think that everything that they say is true, all right? There's no way someone's winning an election by what Putin won, like 90% or whatever. Everybody knows that he rigged that damn election, all right? Nobody is saying that Putin is a straight-up guy. But just because he tells lies doesn't mean that everything he says is a lie. I mean, he has some common interests, right? Heck, Hillary Clinton will say some things that I agree with. I admit, I can't think of them off the top of my head right now, but I'm sure that they're there. You know, I mean, when she talks about, of course, she probably doesn't believe it, but, you know, when she talks about family and country and stuff like that, and she has said that all Americans do have the right to bear arms, that's what she says publicly. Again, probably nobody believes her. She said that the TPP was bad for Americans. I mean, that was after she called it the gold standard. But if I was arguing with somebody and I said, well, Hillary Clinton said the TPP was bad for Americans, then they would they could just instantly flip that and say that you're a Democrat, you side with Hillary Clinton. No, I'm agreeing with that one thing. Well, I'm not even saying I'm agreeing with Putin, but if he has accused and named individuals that have stolen money out of Russia, and that money somehow made its way into the Clinton campaign to the tune of $400 million. That's incredible. You got to look at that. You must look into that. Now, whether or not you allow the Russians, you know, access to the people there, that's that might be a bit much, all right? But we here can't just blindly close our eyes and go, la, 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 it can't be true, it came from Putin. He's accusing now, on air, with a president of the United States next to him, an American diplomat, Michael McFaul. Michael McFaul is the name of the diplomat. And so he's being accused as basically being a bag man for the Clintons, right? Somebody who basically transfers ill-gotten money. So he collects the money somehow, and then he gives it to the party who doesn't want to be associated with it, and he gets a cut of that. So that's what they're saying that this guy did. Putin has come out on air and says Michael McFaul has done this. Now, what's interesting is that Hillary Clinton tweeted out a response and says, Ambassador McFaul is a patriot who has spent his career standing up for America. To see the White House even hesitate to defend a diplomat is deeply troubling. I mean, the Benghazi queen, right? I mean, of all people, the person who gets up on there and Congress is like, we got to figure out how these people died, you know, why they died, and why you said they died in a way differently than how they actually died. And she gets up there and she says, at this point, what difference does it make? I mean, somebody has no sense of self, right? Hillary Clinton is just so narcissistic, so psychotic. She lied to the families of the people. This is not conspiracy theory. This is not made up. We have time-stamped emails. Okay, we've got video. We know that she lied to the families of the people who died in Benghazi. We know it. It's not pretend. It's true. And we know that she lied under oath, and nothing ever came of that. Just amazes me, although at this point probably shouldn't anymore. But it is amazing. You know, her foundation gets 400 mil, supposedly through this guy. But that 400 million was not accounted for, by the way, and they said it was an error. So, I mean, I don't know what to tell you, man. If you don't think that something smells wrong about this, I don't know what to tell you. You got to have your head checked. And if your argument is, do you believe the Russians over Hillary Clinton? Well, I guess I do. I guess that is a fact. I suppose that is the truth. I don't believe Hillary Clinton at all. And in this particular case, I think that it would behoove the Russians to find out where their money went. So in this case, I believe the Russians over Hillary Clinton. Could I be wrong? Yes, I could be completely wrong. That doesn't mean that I am in for the Russians over America. And see, this is a problem, okay? This is a tremendous problem. Just because you can believe some aspects of a Russian narrative doesn't mean instantly that you trust Russia. And it's ridiculous that you even have to really defend that. Now, I blame the neocons for this because back when 9/11 happened, they would use this tactic all the time. Oh, you believe Saddam over our own intelligence community? Well, it turned out our intelligence community was completely wrong and that they did not have weapons of mass destruction, and that we went to war for nothing. And we had person after person after person come up and tell us that we needed to go to war because they were building these weapons, and we had to get rid of it, right? I mean, that was the reason, and that they were responsible for 9/11. Comes out later on, not only did they not have weapons of mass destruction, they had nothing to do with 9/11 whatsoever. And if you think that's conspiracy theory, here is former President George W. Bush admitting that Iraq had nothing to do with the attack on 9/11. So here he is in his own words.
The terrorists attacked us and killed 3,000 of our citizens before we started the freedom agenda in the Middle East. What did Iraq have to do with what?
The attack on the World Trade Center.
Nothing.
So there it is right there. He says, what did the terrorists have to do with the attack on the World Trade Center? The answer, nothing. Okay? So, but if you lived through that time, it sure didn't seem like nothing, did it? If you lived through that time, 9/11 was, everybody knew 9/11 was why we went into Iraq. And if you questioned the narrative, they would call the FBI on you. You were considered a traitor. I remember once Richard Gere went up there and he's like, hey, you know, we have to have peace and love. We have to have reason. And everyone's like, boo, boo, boo. I don't give a damn about Richard Gere. But I mean, the fact that the mode in the country at that time was so vehement, the war propaganda at the time was so strong that you couldn't say nothing without being seen as anti-American. And so here we are again. David Korn, D.C. bureau chief of Mother Jones, MSNBC analyst and author of the new book, Russian Roulette. So here's what he says about Rand Paul. One word, traitor. What a dummy. Rand Paul is a traitor. And why is Rand Paul a traitor? Because Rand Paul tells the truth. And so, you know, when in times like this, when you tell the truth, that is being a traitor, right? In the eyes of these deep state related people, in the eyes of the, you know, I want to say intelligence community, but I believe that there have to be people in the intelligence community who do protect us from harm, who do protect us from real actual threats, and who have got to know that all of this is just a bunch of BS. I mean, the whole intelligence community can't possibly believe this malarkey, this garbage. And I do believe that the intelligence community, the real intelligence community, not their mouthpieces, not the spokesperson, maybe not even the influencers, but I think that they would want us to be safe. I think when you get a job, you probably do that because you love the country, I would think. So wouldn't you take care of its citizens? You know, I mean, it just seems so odd to me. I understand that, you know, when you're in a leadership position in these communities, you know, you want departments to make money, and war or gearing up for war, preparing for war is big business. Okay, I understand that. But it just seems to me that there must be a huge amount of people in the intelligence community who know that Trump has had nothing to do with collusion. And this is all such a huge bunch of BS. And it's got to make him sick, man. It has to. McCain, I mean, the definition of a rhino, John McCain, also calls Rand Paul a traitor and says, Rand Paul is now working for Vladimir Putin. That sounds familiar. Didn't he say the same thing when Rand Paul and Ron Paul were standing up against the Iraq war? Well, that's kind of funny, because John McCain just came out and he's writing a memoir, and he says that the Iraq war was a mistake, and he's taking the blame. for being such a strong advocate of the war. Well, you know, I'm glad he's admitted that he was wrong. Can we admit that people like Ron Paul were right? Is that possible for you to do? Why were the same idiots who loved the war, believed the propaganda, and sowed the propaganda, created it? Hell, John McCain was instrumental in passing off this dossier, this Trump dossier. So why are they still even being listened to? Why are they still in power? Why are they still being paid attention to? While the people who were right and have been right all along are being ignored and marginalized and not listened to. People like Robert Mueller, talk about a tinfoil hat conspiracy theorist. This guy actually believes, now, you know what, I don't think he does believe it, but people who support him actually believe that Donald Trump conspired with Russia to hack the election, to win the election. It's ridiculous, man. Of course, Robert Mueller was in full support of the Iraq war. Here's a clip of him.
As Director Tenet has pointed out, Secretary Powell presented evidence last week that Baghdad has failed to disarm its weapons of mass destruction, willfully attempting to evade and deceive the international community. Our particular concern is that Saddam Hussein may supply terrorists with biological, chemical, or radiological material.
That is your former FBI Director, Robert Mueller. And, you know, Trump had to walk back his comments. And they got on him. You know, no matter what he did, the press was going to get on him. Again, they're just mouthpieces for the swamp. And they would attack him, whether he was aggressive, whether he was neutral, whether he was passive. Doesn't matter. They would get him. Here is... I think it's so funny because they're saying how great Reagan was and that Trump is nothing like Reagan and Reagan was awesome. Here's a Rolling Stone article. And I picked Rolling Stone because they are so down on Trump and, you know, they dislike his meeting with Putin here. So this is what this is what they wrote about Ronald Reagan. So I don't have time to give you all the details here, but here's some things that Rolling Stone said about the about that meeting. The Gipper got so carried away, he tried to top Gorby. Gorby, like they loved Gorbachev so much. He tried to top Gorby. Let's eliminate all our nukes, he proposed. Why not? Asked the smiling Russian. Now Gorbachev showed his whole card. Everything depended on Reagan sacrificing his dream of laser beams in space, the Strategic Defense Initiative, better known as Star Wars. It was a demand that shouldn't have surprised anyone, least of all the president. The Soviets have been insisting on an end to Star Wars for 3 years, ever since Reagan launched his space defense program. But the president said no. He stumbled away from the table, looking very much the loser. For the Gipper, it was a public relations fiasco. Gorby smoked him out on the key question. Gorbachev scored a propaganda victory. So times haven't changed. You know, every Democrat that gets elected is hailed as a genius, and every Republican that gets elected is marked as a hick, as a dummy. They don't know what they're doing. They're all senile. They're all racist, bigots, misogynists, yada, 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 yada. Right? On and on. But, you know, Republicans are still in the driver's seat, and the Democrats are tearing themselves apart. It was found out that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who I talked about last week on the show, well, MSNBC donated to her opponent late in the game. So they knew that her opponent was probably going to lose, and they still donated to him. That's how much they hate her. The Democrats hate the far-left progressives almost as much as I do. So I'm going to have a lot of fun watching them tear each other apart during the midterms here. Ocasio made a gaffe. She said, let's flip this seat red